I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp, I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I gotta work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-508-5868. 800-508-5868.
Walmart labor violations. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Grace Thomas. A Pennsylvania jury found Walmart knowingly violated the state's labor laws by forcing employees to work during rest breaks and while they were off the clock. Today, the jury's hearing arguments that will help it determine the amount of damages Walmart should pay. State labor laws in Pennsylvania show the company faces paying minimum damages of $62 million. The total could easily exceed $100 million. Stocks are mixed after a drop in retail sales for September, but a jump in consumer sentiment. Dow Jones Industrials are down 8 points at 11,938. The NASDAQ is up 8 points, the S&P up 1. Retail sales fell 0.4% last month, even though a drop in gasoline prices boosted demand for clothing and other goods. Paul McCartney's applied to register his name as a trademark, seeking the rights to put it exclusively on items including clothing and food. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Air America Radio News. I'm Christabel Insiabwadi. New UN Security Council on a package of sanctions on North Korea. This is because the North says it had a nuclear test. But what about that?
Washington still isn't sure exactly what North Korea did or didn't do. But a U.S. government intelligence official says the fact that air sampling shows no evidence of radioactive particles doesn't necessarily mean there was no nuclear test.
Correspondent Rita Foley in Washington. Republican Bob Ney will be a congressman a little longer. Republican and Democratic colleagues are vowing to kick him out unless he steps down now that he's pleaded guilty to conspiracy and other charges related to a lobbying scandal. Jerry Bodlander reports.
Bob Ney admitted he took money, gifts, and favors in return for trying to help now-disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his clients.
Sentencing is early next year. Changes are coming to U.S. ports. All port workers will need background checks now that the president has signed a bill aimed at making ports safer.
The bill also requires radiation detection technology at our 22 busiest ports by the end of next year.
The goal is to keep out a chemical or nuclear weapon. The bill also includes a big crackdown on online betting, which is already illegal in most cases. The amendment will stop gamblers from using credit cards, checks, and electronic transfers to cover their losses. A grisly find in Florida, 4 dead bodies on the side of a highway. The sheriff in St. Lucie County says they need help on this.
Our biggest hope right now is that somebody saw something.
The 2 adults and 2 children were found shot to death this morning. Blacked out in Buffalo.
Emergency is still in existence. There's a driving ban on. And I'd say probably 3/4 of the city was off power.
That's Police Lieutenant Danny Williams. The city and the Great Lakes region are buried under 2 feet of snow. Rare for this early in October, anyway. The FCC has ended a meeting without a decision on the proposed AT&T Bell South merger. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon takes issue with the British coroner's claim that U.S. soldiers unlawfully killed a reporter early in the Iraq War. Terry Lloyd's daughter spoke to Sky News in London.
In the last few days, with the help of ITN and British military police investigations, we have heard and seen evidence which proves without doubt that my father was unlawfully killed by a bullet to the head from a heavy caliber machine gun fired by U.S. Marines.
The Pentagon says its own investigation finds they acted properly. The U.S. Southern Command will investigate a Marine paralegal's claims that Guantanamo Bay guards abused suspected terrorists. The Marine says sailors told her about it while she was there last month. He's written some of the most famous plays that became movies, like The Odd Couple and The Sunshine Boys. For that, Neil Simon is getting the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy this Sunday in Washington. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to 89letstalk.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At 89letstalk.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Your plan is ending. Now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. 89letstalk.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at 89letstalk.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to 89letstalk.com. That's 89letstalk.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Just because I felt like it. was the only Lindsey Buckingham song from Tusk that we have? And I like that. It's not the best one on Tusk that he wrote, but it's interesting. He was up here the other day, and he has a new album out, and it's not in the system yet. I don't know. They're not putting things in the system fast enough. And I have CDs up my wazoo. I hate to tell you, I'm not going away. I'm here next week. I'm here. And yet already, as a week before my mind should have left for Arizona, my mind is in Arizona. You know, and we're going to have to get through all of next week with my body here and my mind in Arizona. Every night, like, I pack a few more things. Every night, we just throw a few more things in there. And we're going, like, 6 days. How many pairs of underwear do you need? Now, somebody would say six, but, of course, that's wrong. Need at least 12 pairs of underwear for 6 days. At least. I love changing underwear. And I am sitting here like a ghoul. A ghoul. I am just a ghoul. Did you see the big news? I shouldn't be so happy. I shouldn't be. I feel guilty. You know, this is like rubbernecking. Air America filed for bankruptcy protection this morning. So, since, you know, this is America, everything is a public record. So there it is. You can go to drudgereport.com and click it on, or you can go to thesmokinggun.com. I forget what that other site is, just Smoking Gun. But they, I wonder if they still have it up. I'm not going to go away from this. But smokinggun.com used to have a little note saying, no, you probably want the smoking, you know, and they put up a link just in self-defense. So they have the entire 26-page bankruptcy filing. And unlike many things on the Smoking Gun, like police reports that are handwritten, this is fabulous because it's a lovely, neat-typed bankruptcy filing. They have $4 million in assets, Air America, and I don't know why I'm so happy. All it means is we're going to have these people, you know, that cunt will probably be over here pounding on the door for a job. Oh, no, I can only work 1 to 3. Get rid of Lynn, because she's that type. Randy, they'll all be pounding on the door. Not least of which, oh, the engineers and stuff. But we can always use, you know, like if Garrett goes away, you can never find a fill-in. We could probably use some. You know, so they'll be pounding on the door. But it's very interesting. I didn't know this. There are unsecured creditors and secured creditors. You know, so that means there are people like that are never going to see a dime, like poor Mike Malloy. Mike Malloy is an unsecured creditor for $114,000. How long hadn't he been getting paid? It's a lot of money. Some people don't even make that in a whole year. So, and of that, the only thing he might ever get his hands on is $10,000. Because that's secured. But the $114,000 is I guess $104,000 of it is unsecured. And Mike Papantonio, who's on, unfortunately, Bobby Kennedy, Mike Papantonio, every Saturday I'm like torn, because they're on the same time Mike Fader is on this very channel. Mike is on 5 to 8, and they're on, well, I mean, they're on different times all over the country, I guess. But, you know, they're on, they overlap 2 hours in New York, so I'm like, oh, I want to hear Mike, oh, I want to hear them. I don't know who this guy Mike Papantonio is. I really don't. I mean, I only know him from Air America, and he is, I believe, a left-wing evangelical Christian. I think I just read some. Anyway, they owe him $585,000. Wow. It's an awful lot of money. That's an awful lot of money. So this is like watching the scene of an accident. I'm trying to see. They do seem to be paying Randy Rhodes. They owe Al Franken. I don't know where it is, but I saw it already. They owe Al Franken, or his company, I think it's called like Al Franken Enterprises or something, $360,000. So they have $4 million in assets and they owe $20 million. Oh, Al Franken Inc. $360,749,098. And then there are all these other people they owe money to who I don't know who they are. I get, they must just be people who work there. Al Franken, one of his producers, they owe him $84,000. That guy, Billy Kimball. Now there are some, they owe that guy, Mike Manzo, who I think is the boss, they owe him some money. This, they owe Danny Goldberg that sack of shit. Who ruined the station, they owe him $133,000. I hope he never gets it. That guy, David Bender, they owe him $10,000. What a mess. You know, and then you get, at some point reading this, you get to like the unsecured debts, and those are things like where they owe Staples. You know, they owe Staples and FedEx and, Or the smoke that anybody who wants my boss today, this afternoon, he'll probably be at his desk. Although once you get into this, you know, where it's all FedEx and UPS, you get through the 26 pages pretty fast. So there we go. So that was my excitement. That's it. I can go to sleep now. That's my excitement. I wonder if Jeremy Coleman really believes I have some secret exciting life. He must have been kidding. I said, yeah, oh, God, you know the most exciting thing that happened to me last night? I actually found Michael Savage to be, like, not at his best. And I think for the first time, I shut him off to watch television. I shut him off to watch Ugly Betty. But that's the last time that'll happen. Because I have now discovered that Ugly Betty, how and I do like it, and I just love America Ferrara, and I got another rousing review for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. So it's now got a rousing review from my mother, who's 86, and from Nicole, the receptionist, who's like 20-something. So I guess you really can't go wrong with a movie that somebody 86 loves and somebody 20-something loves also that much. But I just never could get myself to rent Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I love the whole idea of it. The girl, what's her name? Amber Tamblyn is in it. Joan of Arcadia. And now I love America Ferrara. But I just, I don't know. I can't even explain it. I just can't work myself up to really wanting to see Sisterhood of the Fucking Traveling Pants. First of all, it's a girl movie. It's like that other movie that was supposed to be so good. Real Women Have Curves. That everybody, I couldn't bring my, I can't rent those girl movies. It's like, I can't turn on Oxygen a Lifetime. I just hate things that are like girls, for girls. I like to participate in the larger culture than just the good. That, you know, that's probably explained something. Why I hate Oprah. Because to me, that's for girls. That's also for girls. Spare Change in Ohio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say something about What were you just talking about? Radio Free America?
Air America.
Or Air America. I didn't listen to them very often, but whenever I did, you'd never hear no advertisements. They go up on a break, they'd just be playing music.
Really?
Yeah, I never.
Well, were you listening on the radio or the internet?
Radio.
That's bad.
They just came out in El Paso about maybe 6 months ago.
That's bad.
When I'm down there. So that's kind of odd, you know?
Well, it means that they can't sell ads, or that they have really crappy sales departments who don't try to sell ads, or, you know, in New York, they just switched what station they're on in New York. And when you listen to them in New York City, all the ads are from the old station. You can tell because it was like a black station, and they're these black ads. They're for black newspapers and black doctor, you know, so you can tell it's not Air America ads. It's like leftover ads.
And they wonder why they're falling through the floorboard there.
Well, look, the first people that ran it were crooks. Then they wouldn't hire real radio people except for Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy. You know, and then they hire some record company executive to run the radio side. I mean, everything they did, if you wanted a textbook, how not to run a radio station. You know, that's what they did at Air America.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks, hon. Have a nice weekend. But that doesn't mean they're going off the air. Don't think they're going anywhere. You know, maybe this never would have happened if they hadn't screwed Sirius and all the Sirius listeners. Maybe this is just instant karma. Because you see the money they blackmailed XM into giving them, right? So a lot of good that did. What good did it do? They're not listed as a creditor. Unless I missed it. I mean, I did read 26 pages kind of quickly. Maybe they are a creditor. But I mean, remember when Sirius was on here? And what was it, a year ago, July? They left. And they left everybody high and dry who had gotten Sirius, you know, and one of the reasons would have been Air America. And they did it because they went to both satellite companies and said, give us money. And we have very smart management here. We have very intelligent management who said, excuse me? Like, what are you bringing to us? And the other company, you know, must have not very bright management. It's, we'll pay you blackmail. Oh, please allow us to pay you blackmail to stay with us. What would have happened if both companies would have said, go fuck yourself? Then what would they have done? I guess that would have been good. I guess they probably would have stayed on both things. So it doesn't mean they're going away. It doesn't mean they're going off the air. You never know what bankruptcy filing means. Sometimes you just file bankruptcy so you don't have to pay anybody. You know, and they can restructure and, you know, limp along for a while. You know, does Al Franken really need to get paid? Doesn't look like Mike and Papantonio needs to. I'll tell you, if somebody owed me over $500,000, I don't think I'd still be there. Because I couldn't afford to be there. The guy was, I can't figure out how they owe him so much money. He's on once a week with Bobby Kennedy Jr. And he used to be on, I don't know, with Rachel or with somebody. He used to do that Pap Attack thing. But they've only been around a little over 2 years. Maybe they're paying people too much money. You know, I worked for a place that was always going bankrupt. You know, I'll tell you the one thing everybody works there better keep their eye on, because they already did this to these people once. You know the main thing you have to watch out for when you're working for what I would say, in my opinion, are a bunch of idiots and crooks, probably. The people at the beginning were surely crooks. in my opinion only, you have to watch out that they're paying for your medical insurance. Because there is nothing worse. Well, I'm sure there are worse things. But one of the worst things on earth, because when I worked at that non-commercial station, I wasn't on staff, but other people were. And people would go months without getting paid. And they all managed, you know, they were like all selling pot on the side or something. And they all managed, you know, between selling the pot on the side and so many of them were, had, what do you call that when you're rich? You know, they had like all that money from their family, whatever, your trust funds. All these people pretending to be poor on the left, you know. And then you'd suddenly find out, oh no, his family, he has a trust fund. He gets, you know, like $50,000 a month. You'd find that out about people. But the one thing that you really have to watch out for is that they keep paying for your health insurance, because there is nothing like believing you have health insurance. And you know, sure as the day is long, somebody, you know, people get sick. Right? Something happens, you think you're covered, and you suddenly find out, oh gee, your company stopped paying the health insurance 6 months ago. That's a tragedy. That really is. That's terrible. So, fuck them. That's what I say. Just as long as they don't come banging on our door. Just so long as I never have to come into work and see Randy Rhodes. That's all I ask. Well, that isn't all I ask, but that's probably not even a priority. All I want is to go back to when I was happy. That's what I want. Then, somewhere afterwards, put never seeing Randy Rhodes. Oh, I have to read you. This is the most amazing story I have on the website. There is a woman that if you ever meet her, you can only meet her if you live in New York. Her name is Kathleen Corona. If you ever meet her, just go away. You don't want to know her. You don't want to be anywhere near her. She's like a jinx. She's like a jinx woman. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left, 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose a firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
You're leaving me for Ariana?
I'm afraid so, baby. Although, I must say that you did it to me first. You know, now, man, never forget this first. You were my first,
oh.
I told you, you were my first official white girl crush. You know that?
You were my...
You made me give up my dashiki and my apple pick with assistance. You know that, baby.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left,
146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
All right, so if you meet a woman named Kathleen, what's her name? Kathleen Corona, with two N's. in the Corona, not in the Kathleen. Just say goodbye. My mother's calling me. This is so unbelievable. Now, somebody explain this to me. In 1997, during the Thanksgiving Day parade, you know, with the big balloons and everything, a balloon, I don't know, was that because it was windy or because somebody just mishandled the balloon? I don't know. Knocked into a lamppost, and it knocked a piece of the lamppost off. And out of all the, you know, millions of people watching the parade, the lamppost hit a lady on the head. All right, now, you smart people all know the end of this story, I bet. All right, so in 1997, this lady got hit on the head. And she was in a coma for 2 months, I think it said. Does it say? I don't know. She was in a coma. 1997. She was 33. She was an investment analyst. She was watching the festivities with her husband and 7-month-old son at 72nd Street in Central Park West, which is where it starts. And she spent 24 days in a coma. She later sued Macy's and the city for $395 million. But settled for an undisclosed amount in 2001. Well, I guess she got enough money from the settlement to buy an apartment in a really nice condo. Right? She certainly got enough money to buy an apartment in a nice Upper East Side condo. And not only does she live in a nice Upper East Side condo, but it just so happens it was the building that the airplane flew into the other day. Now, that's a big building. Not everybody's apartment got ruined. I get most people, nothing happened to. However, the plane right into her bedroom. So not only does she live in the building, which is weird enough, but hers was one of the destroyed apartments because the plane flew right into it. What are the chances? What would be the chances? But I immediately like go into some, well, I don't know, mystical, witchy, I don't know, whatever thing. If I ever met this woman, I would run away from her so fast. I would just say, nice to meet you, goodbye. Don't come anywhere near me. How could... Could you imagine being her? And like, you're just now going to spend... Well, maybe she doesn't have the, you know, insane outlook. I would like... Just be so afraid that some... I mean, you know, how could you function? When you seem to feel like you're a target of God. And yet, you know what the weird thing is? You're a target of God, and yet you survive. She wasn't home. Nothing happened to her. You know, her apartment's destroyed. That's all that happened, you know, and that you got... You know, you don't want your apartment destroyed. That's unpleasant. But she's not in a coma. Now, we presume she totally recovered, but we don't really know. We don't really know, but isn't that bizarre? I don't know what you even think about that. I don't even know what a person could say about a thing like that. I really don't. I just think that is the strangest thing I ever heard. Somebody call Art Bell, quick. No, ugh. 60-year-old man, now he's knocking up a 24-year-old girl. It's even more disgusting. Oh, you'll be happy to know that Bob Ney, Representative Bob Ney, who is a Republican, has pleaded guilty to bribery. Why aren't the Democrats making more of this? Do you realize Duke Cunningham is in prison? You know, you can't come up with a list of Democrats like this. Randy Duke Cunningham, he's in prison, right? Bob Ney, I guess, is going to be in prison. He pleaded guilty to bribery. And they're all yelling about Harry Reid. Harry Reid, Senator Reid, which this story about Harry Reid could, and this is the AP for some reason that's after Harry Reid. I couldn't even begin to describe the story to you about Harry Reid, which is why it will have no traction. The headline on the story was the Associated Press was following some really convoluted land deal that Harry Reid, you know, the Democratic, what would you call him? Like, he's the head of the Democrats in the Senate. So they were following some convoluted land deal that he had, you know, trying to imply that he somehow crookedly made $1 million, which he may have or he may not have. But the story itself, you see, you need a simple story for the American public to follow. You need, oh my God, he got a blowjob in the Oval Office? Oh my God, he's a pedophile? Something like that. When you start with these stories, it's why the Bill Frist thing never will go anywhere. The thing with Bill Frist and the stock, and he has the stock and his family's company, some big healthcare, and you can't even follow it. You lose track after one sentence. The Harry Reid thing is exactly the same kind of a story. He bought land, then he sold the land to his, he bought land with his friend, then he sold his part of the land to his friend, but he pretended he never sold the land, that he really still had the land, and you lose it after that. You know, and the Associated Press was really smart in trying to smear him, because you know what they did? You know what the headline was? It wasn't Larry Reid in totally convoluted land deal that even we don't know what the fuck we're writing about, because you can't follow it. They didn't say that. They said Harry Reid hangs up on the Associated Press when we called him. That was the headline, that he hung up on them. Because he probably doesn't understand the way. He's probably going like, oh, please, I don't know what I was doing. I have no idea what that land deal was all about. Why is the Associated Press after the Democrats? I totally don't understand that. All right, so I think we can pretty much decide now that the North Koreans did not set off anything close to a nuclear bomb. Nothing. Sample taken after North Korea's announced nuclear test showed no presence of radioactive particles. Oh, well, that's, they said nothing escaped. Oh, well, I don't know that that means anything. If it didn't escape, why would their air have radioactivity in it? North Korean nuke techs photographed playing volleyball. I don't know, what are they supposed to work every minute? You know, weirdest stories floating around today. You know why? Because there's no news. That's why. There's absolutely no news. Oh, and it leaked. It leaked what Jordan Edmund told the FBI. Only the Drudge Report has the right headline. I should put this story up. But I like to find my own story. You know, I don't like, if somebody else takes the time to read an entire story and figure out that the headline is like buried in the next to last paragraph, I don't like to put up that story. You know, because it's like, I didn't find the buried headline. The buried headline of the of this, oh, we forgot him already, didn't we? Jordan Edmonds. Is that somehow it's leaked. What Jordan said to the FBI. Guess what? Guess how many times he was actually together with Mark Foley? Two times! That's it, two times! They had dinner in San Diego, which they actually write about in the instant message. And then one time he went to Mark Foley's house for 20 minutes, and he apparently actually said this. This is like the whole Mark Foley story in a nutshell. I didn't have sex with him! Well, what exactly have we been talking about for the last 2 weeks in that case? What is this stupid story even about? He didn't even have sex with him even after he was 18. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
You're on the freeway, trying to get to work, but it feels like you're sitting in a parking lot. I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com. Promo code Sirius for a full month free of Go to My PC.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status, so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-6935. That's 1-800-600-6935. 1-800-600-6935.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Jake, in whatever state is MO, which I don't know because they should have more letters. What is it, Missouri?
Yeah, that's it.
No, I can't keep up with it because there's Missouri and what is it? Michigan is MI. See, M-I. Yeah, I can't do that.
Hey, earlier you were talking about the Air America and the evangelical Christian.
No, right? I read somewhere that guy Mike Papantonio is like some huge, like, left-wing evangelical Christian.
Isn't that like the Republican base or something?
No. You see, there are left-wing evangelicals that you don't hear about because they're not obnoxious enough.
I see. Well,
I'm not even sure where I read it or if it's correct or anything.
Well, I figured they do pretty good until it gets to the part where it says, forgive your debtors. And I don't know too many Republicans that forgive their debtors. You know, I think that's why they have all these judges now that are you know, on the bench.
Does it say forgive your debtors?
Yeah.
I've never been in business.
There's a prayer or something.
Wow.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Oh, I thought it was forgive us our trespasses.
Well, that's in there, too, I think. But, I kind of figured the guy...
Look, do you realize I've been having an email chat with Gary, with my disabled listener, and... He's like an evangelical Christian, you know, but if you were in the shape this guy's in, you would be too. And, you know, we've been talking about the second coming. And I keep saying, how do you know, if Christ came back today, they'd crucify him in 1 second, the Republicans, if they could, because can you imagine Christ coming back?
No,
they'd say he was a communist and a socialist and...
No, they take him to Texas and Bush it to have him injected.
Well, that's possible, too. Thanks, hon.
Bye.
Bye. Can you imagine if Jesus came back? They crucify him in the first second. Forgive everybody. Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Don't have wars, you know, the lilies of the field, you know, aren't sowing, just take care of everybody. The guy is like a left-wing communist. I know you could probably get into this. People have had long theological arguments for the last for 2,000 years, really, about whether Jesus, you know, was like a left-winger or a right-winger. What was the thing? Remember the Catholic Church back in, what was it, the 80s? All that, in Nicaragua and all those places? The big thing then was liberation theology. It was like communist Catholicism. You know? And it just seems to me, if you look at everything Jesus ever said and everything Jesus ever did, you know, it's like a left-wing wacko right there. If he was on Air America, they'd owe him money now. Gary in California.
Yeah, you were talking about the Air America situation, and right, you're right. They may not go off the air because, I mean, look at the number of airlines that have filed for bankruptcy and they're still
flying. Oh, that's funny. I just said that to Garrett. He said now they're not going to pay anybody. I said I presume they were paying people at those airlines.
Well, they just reorganize and then probably screw whoever that they owe money to. But, you know, the thing I'm thinking of is other bankruptcies that have taken place. For example, Adelphia Cable. Here the bankruptcy court sells off Adelphia to, like, Time Warner and probably some other cable companies throughout the country. What would happen if Air America was sold off to Rupert Murdoch or some right?
They don't own anything. What
well,
do they own? I mean, they don't own any real property.
Well, they have an interest in things like DirecTV. They have a partial interest in XM. They have a partial interest in...
No, they don't. XM, if anything, XM has a partial interest in them.
Oh, I thought I read it the other way around. And then Fox and what have you.
No, but, I don't think they own anything you could sell. They own the name. I mean, they do now have... A sort of, you know, theoretical asset in that everybody knows Air America means liberal radio.
Right.
But they don't, they rent their studio space. I guess maybe they own equipment. That would be the only thing they own. So how could you sell them off? I don't know what you would sell. What would you sell?
The business itself. I don't know.
Well, how can you sell a bankrupt business? Who would want it?
Yeah, I mean, if that's not the case, then I stand corrected.
Maybe they could have Randy stand on 11th Avenue and 28th Street and sell her body.
Oh, God, please.
You said it. I didn't.
But, you know, I kind of miss not hearing them on Sirius, and I'll have to admit I'm now a subscriber to both satellite services.
Oh, well, I don't mind as long as you stay with us. I don't care what else. You can subscribe to anything else you want.
Because I find Sirius still has the better music than the other guys, but there's a toss-up between the two of you when it comes to talk radio.
Well, I don't know. Look, they could go on forever. But this, you know what this is bad for? It's bad for the future of liberal talk radio. Because...
Especially before an election in November.
Well, I'm talking about in longer term. Because the right wing loves to say... Only right-wingers ever succeed in talk radio. Only the right-wing ever succeeds in talk radio. And to this day, people still bring up Mario Cuomo failing at talk radio which, what did Dave say that was? It was 9 years ago or 11 years ago, and the guy was on 2 hours a week. So if Air America fails, how many thousands of years are they going to say, see, Air America proves that there can't be liberal talk radio?
Well, O'Reilly's been saying that forever.
Well, yeah, but he based it all on Mario Cuomo and Alan Dershowitz. And they never look at people. I've been in commercial talk radio for 20 years. You know, not a huge success, but I've survived. Randy's been doing it, you know, for like 15 years.
He was in the Florida market there, I guess.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't, I mean, you're not, they think that success means being Rush.
I mean,
you know, but believe me, I wouldn't mind, you know, but you could certainly be a left-wing talk radio host and at least make a living.
Well, Bill Press is one of them that's been in for a good many years.
Bill, he does other things, doesn't he?
I remember when he was in the Los Angeles market, both on TV and then went over later to KFI.
A long time ago, wasn't he? He was on the air. Didn't him and Pat Buchanan do a show like, I don't know, 25 years ago on the radio?
I don't know about then.
Yeah, that's true. So they're wrong, but this whole thing is just going to make them think they're right.
I know. I right now, it's giving the right some propaganda to use, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, as long as people keep listening to me and Alex and, you know, Bill Press and
Tom Hartman.
Oh, God, Tom Hartman, yes. I was just trying to figure out how to leave Ed Schultz out.
I'm kind of wondering how this is going to impact Tom Hartman, because he's syndicated through Air America. I know he's not one of their direct programs. Him and Jerry Springer syndicated.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Tom was syndicated through them.
You listened to his show this morning. He because problems he had with his phone board and all that, he said he had to reboot the phone panel, and they were coming in off the Air America's 800 number rather than their own because of phone.
I'll tell you something. If the stations like him, it isn't going to matter.
No.
If the stations he's on want him, then it shouldn't make any difference. You know, if they want him, they'll keep him.
Right.
You know, so that it shouldn't matter to him. He should just be happy, you know, that he's not that tied to them.
Right.
All right. Okay. I don't know. Nobody knows. Just, you know, you can sit and read the 26 pages of who they owe money to.
I'm going to look at that this afternoon after I get off work.
Yeah, I know. It's like a nice weekend little thing to do. Look at Air America's bankruptcy file. But only the first few pages are good. You know, once you get into that Staples and FedEx, you know, it's boring. Okay, darling, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Have a nice weekend. Go see The Departed. That's my big recommendation. Because there's not another movie to see. I can't bring myself to see another Truman Capote movie. I just can't. I went to the Going Out of Business bookstore yesterday. And I did just what I knew I was going to do. They're not even having a Going Out of Business sale yet. Right? And I knew that if I walked through those doors, I knew I shouldn't go, because I bought two books, two paperbacks. Can you believe you buy two paperbacks now? It's $30. $30. That's a lot of, isn't $30 a lot of money? I don't know. It is, still is to me. And I walk out with two books. And yes, I did. I bought a book by that Turkish guy. But I also bought that book, the Sports Writer, by Richard Ford. Because Richard Ford is writing a trilogy, and the Sports Writer is the first one. And the third one's about to come out, so I keep reading about him and reading about him and reading about him. And everybody loves these Richard Ford books, and usually that means I'm not going to like them. Because, as somebody said, he's like one of these MFA authors. You know, he's what I call, you know, the Yadu and, you know, the English major type authors, who really are not good authors. You know, but they're fabulous to study, and, you know, they all took English, and they all go to all the seminars and get the grants. So their talent is getting grant money, not actually writing the novels. There's a whole bunch of people like that. But I started reading The Sports Writer, and I liked it. But then I had to read The Globe and The Inquirer. Well, I did. Because I like to throw that, not throw them out. I like to put them on Gloria's pile. That's my neighbor, Gloria. I give her, I mean, you know, I take this off my taxes. So let these magazines get around. Okay. I'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
The National Hockey League is back on Sirius. The goals.
Breaking in. Solani scores!
The saves.
From the high spot. Great save. Pepper pop. Dazzling. One save.
Check out Sirius.com for the schedule.
Hooks it away from Marion Gabbert. Bad turnover here. Close. Shoot. Score!
Fire up the Zamboni. The National Hockey League is back on Sirius.
Now Ovechkin on the backhand. Shoots and scores!
Sirius, the leader in sports play-by-play.
Want to play all the latest video games without paying up to $60 a pop to buy them? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month. Try games across all platforms, including all the hottest new titles and your favorite classics, without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Here's how easy it is. Select your games from over 4,000 titles for every video game platform. GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no limits. And shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back. Available games. Try GameFly for yourself today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/serious. That's GameFly.com/serious. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush to GameFly.com and stay.
Licks. Representative Christopher Shays about the Mark Foley congressional page scandal. He was in the process of defending House Speaker Dennis Hastert, responded, quote, "I know the speaker didn't go over a bridge and leave a young person in the water and have a press conference the next day." Sumter. We can probably get something on the Republican.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Brett in Ohio.
Hi, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
I'm kind of disturbed. You seem so excited that Air America filed for bankruptcy. What's up with that?
I don't like them.
Because they wanted to be exclusive to one satellite company over the other? Or?
No, it wasn't that they wanted to be exclusive. They wanted to blackmail us.
Well, there are
like a million reasons. Any talented person that was on Air America, they fired.
Oh, I know you're a big fan of Mike Malloy. I wasn't.
And Mark Maron. And that original show with Rachel and what's her name? That Liz, whatever her name was. That,
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of it.
That was, to me, every show that I thought was really good radio, those were the people they fired immediately.
That brings me to my next question. I always hear you talk about how much you love Savage and how much you love Drudge Report and how much you hate Randy Rhoads, and I'm just like, what's going on here? I mean, am I listening to liberal radio or am I listening to somebody who's all over the place? I mean,
you're listening to somebody who's very independent. Why do I have to like everybody because they're a liberal?
No, you don't have to, but I mean, why do you have to call somebody like Randy Rhoads who's trying to do a good job for liberal radio and you go around calling her a C-word all the time? I mean, I think that's, I don't know, that just disturbs.
Because I've had the grave misfortune to have personal dealings with her, that's why.
Really? And she just burnt you that bad that you just ripped
her? She's a horrid bitch!
Why?
Well, I'm not going into it, but let me tell you something. Ask anybody who's ever had a deal with her. I don't think there's a person on the face of this earth who has ever had a deal with that woman that can stand the sight of her.
Even though she's trying to do the moral thing?
Oh, please, the moral thing. She's trying to, you know, get rich and be a big star. You know, let's not buy into her and the moral thing.
Well, I heard you last week talk about this, and I tried to call in.
And she lies about, you know, she really doesn't do us any good in the long run. Because she lies about things, she distorts things,
What does she distort? Like, what's an example?
Oh, God, this whole Tom Foley thing.
You know, it's not only her, but I mean, I've heard Ed Schultz, and I've looked up things on the internet, and now there's a lot of speculation, but I mean, it seems to me that you're the only one who says, you know, this Foley guy, the only thing he is a homosexual. I mean, that's his choice, it's fine, but why is everyone else, literally everyone else, saying, at least that I've heard, saying that this man, was involved with people under the age of 18?
Because they're liars, and because, you know, this is the other thing about Air America, is they follow some list of Democratic talking points. Have you ever noticed that very few of them, maybe Malloy, who they got rid of, veer from a certain point of view? The fact is, because Rush Limbaugh says something does not mean it's wrong. You know, the fact is, Mark Foley did not have sex with underage boys. Mark Foley was apparently very careful not even to have those instant messages with underage boys. So this is just being used in some cynical political way.
Well, even though he's using the paging system,
I don't know. You can hold on through the break or call back, all right?
All right.
The hour's up. I can't do anything about the hour being up.
Okay.
I would love to continue talking to you, so hang on, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, I think I can put you on. Garrett, like, deal with him. I can't.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Serious Level 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The U.S. will get its vote at the U.N. tomorrow on sanctions for North Korea. Ambassador John Bolton says the resolution includes a ban on luxury goods.
You know, the North Korean population's been losing average height and weight over the years, and maybe this will be a little diet for Kim Jong-il.
It's because the North says it had a nuclear test, which still hasn't really been confirmed. Investigators in Florida want to know how and why four people ended up shot to death on the side of the road this morning. St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara.
This is definitely not a murder-suicide. This is a murder we're pulling out all stops to find out who committed this heinous crime.
Officials say the two adults were Hispanic and the two children are 4 and 6 years old. They say the mother was clutching the kids in her arms, crouched in a fetal position. He may have been locked in a room at night to keep him from getting out, but a Florida mother says her 9-year-old son was not abused. Michelle Piercy defended herself and her husband Randy to reporters today.
Randy has not abused him. I have not abused him. This has totally been blown out of proportion.
The father's been arrested, accused of keeping the boy locked in a bedroom for much of the past 3 years. The mother says the boy is hyperactive and was locked in for his own safety. One man says he's not superstitious, but 2 feet of snow on a Friday the 13th in October makes him wonder. Schools are closed and hundreds of thousands are without power in parts of the Great Lakes and Midwest. A spokesman for National Grid says lights are out in western New York.
We have approximately 250,000 customers, homes and businesses without electric service.
Buffalo's mayor says ambulance crews are taking oxygen to shut-ins and patients to their dialysis appointments. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down right now, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are up. This is AP Radio News. Ohio Republican Bob Ney is the first congressman to plead guilty to lobbying crimes in a scandal swirling around Capitol Hill in the White House. Jerry Bodlander has more.
Though he faces a maximum of 10 years in prison, the prosecution is recommending that the man once known as the mayor of Capitol Hill get 27 months behind bars when he is sentenced early next year.
Congressional leaders are vowing to kick him out unless he quits, which his lawyer says he'll do before he's sentenced. Katie Couric says she'd never really wanted to be the first female to anchor a major network evening news show.
Because there was an opening at CBS and I was looking to make a move and have a change in my life and take on a new challenge. This was available, so it seemed like, you know, the right time for me to make a move.
She was on The Late Show with David Letterman. Couric's audience members have dropped each week since her big debut, but they're still higher than they were a year ago. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
I like being my own boss. As an owner-operator with Schneider National, I'm large and in charge. It wasn't always like that, though. Keeping operating costs down and staying on top of paperwork were getting to be a real drag. Nearly drove me crazy. Came to a point where I was spending more than I was making. Everything cost an arm and a leg. If it wasn't for Schneider National and their Purchase Power program, I'd have gone bust. They use their bulk purchasing power to pass on unbelievable savings to owner-operators like me. I save on fuel, maintenance, tires, even tractors. They really helped me get out of the red fast. After that, it was a smooth ride to Profit City. And I get to take advantage of a full range of business services. Stuff I need help with. My taxes, bookkeeping, and budget planning. Did I tell you how much I love being my own boss and working with Schneider?
Find out more about Schneider's Purchase Power Program and what it can do for you. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE today.
Entrepreneurs love Got V-Mail's virtual phone system.
Hi, this is Mike Colon of Mike Colon Photographers. I'm a celebrity and lifestyle photographer, which means I'm on the road a lot. Got V-Mail is a perfect solution for my business. It gives me the ability to get my calls anywhere, and at the same time, I maintain that professional and big image my clients expect.
One employee or 10, give your small business a big company sound with Got V-Mail. Features include a virtual toll-free or local number, customized main greeting, multiple extensions for employees or departments, dial-by-name directory, and much more. Forward calls to your cell phone, home office, anywhere. Voicemail and faxes can be emailed to you as MP3 and PDF attachments. There's no hardware to buy, and Got V-Mail starts at only $9.95 a month. So sign up today and start sounding big at gotvmail.com/serious. That's gotvmail.com/serious. Got V-Mail, the virtual phone system for today's small business.
And now, the gospel according to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Just another woman with no name. Not the girl you remember, but
Oh, gee, should I apologize? I wasn't singing along. I just wanted to leave that opening for you all to say, no, Lynn, we're thanking you. We're thanking you. Oh, he's still there? That guy? Okay, one second. I just have to say one thing. Do you know how well my listeners know me? I'm sitting there yesterday watching Judge Judy. And at like 4:35, they break in to my Judge Judy to have some stupid NSTB press conference about that stupid airplane that not only doesn't anybody outside of New York care about, but that nobody inside New York cares about either, except for the people, the poor people whose apartments got wrecked. They broke into Judge Judy in New York City to have that press conference for, like, what did they take away? Like a precious 10, 15 minutes of Judge Judy. And last night, I'm looking at my email at lynnsamuels@hotmail.com, and somebody says, I heard you scream at 4:35. I swear I could hear you just scream when they took Judge Judy off to have, because it was the most useless press conference you ever heard. But I actually have a listener who just, I said, oh, God, you know, I must be so boring to some of you people. To me, if you know how people are going to react, then they're just boring. They're predictable and boring. But I did literally scream, ah, shit. And I'm instant messaging somebody saying, we don't even care about this anymore. Who the hell cares about this fucking airplane? It was a good story for 10 minutes. All right, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. Brett.
Hey there.
We're back.
Hey. I was thinking about a couple things over the break, and just if you just hang with me just for a moment.
Okay.
The Foley situation, if it does come out that he has not had sex with anyone under the age of 18, then I applaud you because you're standing out there by yourself. However, it would appear to be that he is using the Page program as a vehicle to meet young people, whether they're boys or girls. But I mean, I would think that's inappropriate because I'm looking for a teaching job. I'm a substitute teacher, and if, let's say, for example, I have a senior social studies class I teach. Now, I don't do anything with the girls there, but as soon as they graduate and I start dating them out of the gate, that's inappropriate, I believe. They're 18 and they've graduated high school, but I met them in a situation where they're underage. Don't you think?
Well, so much so, no man should like ever meet any teenager that's not 18.
I'm not saying that, but he's using the Page program as a vehicle.
So he's using it. So it's, oh, please, you're like in a fantasy world.
No, that's not a fantasy world, Lynn. He's had relations, several relations with what may or may not be underage kids, but we have information that he met them after they were 18 through the Page program. To me, if a teacher does that, I think that's inappropriate. Now, if it's years down the road, I don't know what the cutoff is, but I mean, I think that would be considered by many people to be despicable. And that's if he is not, you know, messing around with kids.
He is not messing around with kids under 18. Plus the fact that, you know, I still say, you know, so if you messed around with a 17-year-old, what are they, a baby? Give me a break.
There has to be a legal cutoff line, and it happens to be 18 in our culture.
No, that isn't true. You're wrong, because it so happens that you're not allowed to use the internet to solicit for sex people that are under the age of 18. However, the age of consent in Washington, D.C., to actually have sex with somebody is 16. So, I mean, you have this totally bizarre law where if he would have grabbed a page and had sex with the page and the page was 16, that would have been legal. Although, okay, you know, not exactly right, but
what about
legal.
The home state? What about the home state of this individual, Page? I mean, does that come to, I mean, if that's the law, then
well, I don't know. If he had sex with him in Washington, D.C., what would it matter where the page came from? And the page, I believe, I don't know. One of them was from Louisiana, you know, where the age of consent is probably four.
Nice. What about, thank you. We apologize to all of your Louisiana listeners down there.
No, but the southern states, for some reason, you know, I mean, it's not four, but they do have lower ages of consent.
But I'm just concerned, you know, with...
But you have to be having sex with your cousin. It has to be a blood relative.
Okay, and then one final thing. I know you said the talking points for the Air America people and whatnot, but, I mean, Ed Schultz, for example, is not a part of Air America, and he speaks about the same... Not the same thing.
No, but that's what I... Well, you're making my point, actually, not your point. Because... People say constantly that there are these right-wing talking points. You know, you listen to Rush, you listen to Sean, you know, that they talk about that great right-wing echo chamber, and they say, and it's, I've seen it. You know, it's not quite as nefarious as they make it sound. But, you know, you'll see some story go up on the Drudge Report, and then the next thing you hear Rush talking about it, and then the next thing you hear Sean talking about it. You know, and it's that great right wing echo chamber. Well, the left wing has the same thing.
Well, Bill Clinton invented, from what I understand, the talking points. Is that correct or no? I mean, from what I understand, these talking points, these bullet points of this is what we need to
I'll tell you the truth. I really don't know.
That's what I've heard.
Because talking points are only useful if you have a means of delivering them.
Sure.
So, I mean, I know when I was at WABC, I know that the Republican National Committee used to send 50 million faxes a day, and the Democratic National Committee used to send them, you know, to me, since I was the only one they could have sent them to. But there's also a matter of technology, you know. I mean, when you didn't even have a fax machine, much less email. You know, they could have had all the talking points in the world, but how would you get them to people?
Sure.
Except through the telephone. So, I mean, maybe Bill Clinton invented them, but that also would have been because at that time, the technology for delivering them came through. But I don't see too much independent thinking over there at Air America. I really don't.
Hmm.
And when I tried to get a job there, they totally ignored me.
Oh, you did? Is that why you're salty with them?
Well, I'll tell you something. It didn't take me very long after I came here to realize something.
When did you come
here? That the greatest thing that ever happened to me is that Air America... Do you know how long I would have lasted at Air America?
How long?
5 minutes. Because all they do is have meetings. They have meetings. See, people not in radio don't know this, and I luckily don't know this because I work for great people. Do you know that most places, when you work on the radio, your boss will sit and tape your show, you know, or, you know, whatever now, digitally, and they will make you sit in your boss's office and play your show back to you and critique you, like, every sentence out of your mouth?
Mm.
And they make you sit there for hours while they do that. And I have never worked for anybody who made me do that. Because I would have left. I would have walked out. I wouldn't have done that in a million years.
Sirius doesn't make you do that, huh?
Sirius, there is not one person at Sirius who has ever said one word to me about what I do.
When
except
did you come on
how great it is. I started October the 11th. Of 2003 over the weekend, and then April the 21st of 2004, 5 days a week.
Well, if you see Howard in the hallway, tell him Brett from Ohio said hi.
Oh,
well,
all right. I will. I haven't seen Howard in the hallway for a while.
All right.
Okay, take it easy. I like that guy. You ever just like, he's a very smart guy. Mike in Nashville.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
I tell you what, you just said in the last 15 minutes more stuff than we can cover if I got the same amount of time that he just got. Number one, your independent voice is the freshest breath of air on Sirius.
Well, that's what I think. You know, there are so many people that, you know, they want to turn on the radio and hear somebody just repeating back to them their own thoughts.
Well,
you know,
which is basically
what Air America does. They should do better. But I can't repeat back your own thoughts. I can only repeat back my thoughts.
Well, I subscribed to Sirius because of Air America, and by the time they left, I didn't miss them. because they weren't really saying anything. There were too many commercials, which, as an aside, you need more advertisers. You're the person I look forward to hearing most.
Well, but then you'll say there's too many commercials.
Well, you know what kills me is and Alex does it and Bill does it, is they'll come on for 6 minutes, you get 4 minutes commercials, they'll come on for 5 minutes.
No.
8 minutes commercials. I'm probably exaggerating. But no, I would listen through more commercials to listen to you. Can I touch briefly?
Thank you, but I'll tell you something. We have the shortest breaks.
You do. You've got the shortest breaks.
No, but we're in general on Sirius that I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, one of the things that kill commercial radio and opens up the door for satellite radio was the huge number of commercials.
Well, your content offsets the aggravation from listening to commercials.
I actually like it. I'm like a big fan of commercials. I like commercials.
If they're done well, you know, of course.
They're just interesting. I love TV commercials.
All day long. And I hear all their commercials about 40 times a day.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I mean, that is the problem. I love TV commercials. I know people can't watch TV shows because the commercials. I love seeing what products, like a TV show, what each TV show thinks they're going to sell to their viewers. You know, that's one thing I love. You know, like the different products that, you know, that you won't have the same sponsors on 24 that you're going to have on Desperate Housewives.
I'm always amazed at the demographics. I hear commercials on NPR for Howard Stern, and it's like, you're not going to steal much of this audience by advertising for Howard.
Oh, technically those are promos. I don't think that's necessarily true. You know, there's just, you sound like one of these people. There are people who just like good radio.
Oh, I love good radio.
Yeah, it's like me. It's like why I listen to Michael Savage, because he's great radio. I don't care that he's an insane right-wing maniac. All right, you wanted to say something else. About Kinky.
Yes. Can you get him on the air? Come on, he's a friend of Imus. He's up in New York all the time. I have no producer.
I have no way to get any guests, even if I wanted them.
What? I was always curious. I tuned in late because I was backed up getting a load. You had a substitute engineer or substitute producer like 2 days ago.
Oh, we had a little drama.
You held the feet to the fire. You should have. You were right.
Well, thank you.
That's a tough job.
But I just because I don't really want guests, so I don't really need a producer. But then when I do want guests, I have nobody to get them, and. Now, you know, I don't like guests. I'll tell you something. Kinky is not going to win. I will tell you that.
You know what? I got my fingers and my toes crossed.
Well,
you can get him on the phone.
Uncross them. Because I just looked up the latest polling, and Rick Perry, the current governor, has got about 35%. And there are three people running besides Rick Perry, and they all have like 18%. All three of them. Kinky and, the other two guys. So the fact is, it looks like, how's he gonna, you know, get 17% more in 3 weeks?
The higher literacy in America would help his cause quite a bit. You talk about walking into the book sale. There's a wholesale bookstore in Valdosta, Georgia, or actually Lake Park, I walked into about 2 weeks ago, and what they do is they buy up books that were leased to libraries and in return for resale. And I picked up 8 Kinky Friedman books, and I am a convert.
Oh, those books, the first ones are great. There's some point where, like, most people who write books that, you know, detective books like that, some point where you go, oh, all right, you know, like, and you stop loving them. At some point, he got to that place with me, you know, but, like, the first 5 or 6 of them were really, really entertaining. I really liked them.
You read the one from last year called Excuse Me While I Whip This Out?
No, I didn't. I stopped.
It's not fiction. It's his interactions with everyone from Clinton to Bush.
Oh, I'm going to have to look for them. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Bye. My ex-program director says to me, you talk to these people too long. You talk to them for too long. That was a criticism I used to get. Oh, see, you people don't know what it is to work for bosses from radio hell. I mean, I don't know whether anybody who's not a talk show host can even imagine somebody saying, all right, now you're going to sit in my office for, you know, longer than the, well, I don't know, 2-3 hours, and they play the tape of your show. And they will critique, like, every breath you took, every time you try to swallow your yogurt live on the air, every thought you had, I can't imagine it. Because my first boss, John Minnelli, never did that to me. Well, he was basically like my only boss. He was my longest boss. And even Phil Boyce never tried to do that to me. And, you know, they certainly have never done that to me here. So, but that is just horrible. I did, however, once work for a person. Well, it's another John. Why can't I even think of his last name? You'll hear why. If there's one thing worse than your boss on the radio making you sit and listen to your tapes while he critiques them, it would be a boss who calls you on the telephone during the commercial breaks while you are live on the radio and critiques what you just said in the previous segment. And I literally, it is a miracle that I kept my job after this, because they sent some big shot from ABC down to John, what the fuck was his name? He broke his neck last year. He was like, this guy was like such a, he was like a really nice guy to go have a drink with. But this guy started doing that to everybody. You'd be on the air and he'd call you up and say, you shouldn't have said that, you should have said this, and the segment stopped talking about, you can't do a show with somebody doing that, at least I can't. And this guy tried that with me once. And he was not just somebody working at my station, he was literally some vice president at ABC who they had, you know, I don't know, demoted, I guess, to make him work in my station. He called me in the middle of a program and started up with me. And I said, leave me the fuck alone. I don't have time for you. I'm trying to do a radio show. And I hung up on him. And I didn't get fired or anything. I got fired after that, but that was because of Giuliani. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. America, the way it ought to be. Sirius Left, 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7594. 800-981-7594. 800-981-7594. 7594.
A landmark closes Sunday.
CBGB's was my first experience of the United States.
Sting.
I got straight off the airplane and they drove me from JFK to the Bowery. We did two shows and all the great bands played there. The Ramones and Talking Heads and Blondie and the Police.
And Patti Smith does the final show. Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Hello, America. This is Patti Smith. You can hear us live from New York City on Sirius Disorder 24.
CBGB's is a part of my history. I just hope we can keep the memory alive.
Tom Hartman right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, who's been holding on the longest? Dan in Tennessee.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I think that we're missing the point about Foley, and while you have a good point that he's technically the age issue is not a major, major disturbing. The fact that's really disturbing is that Denny Hastert knew this years ago, and as a teacher,
knew what?
He knew that that was very inappropriate, and he should have dealt with it. And like so many issues, important issues that are facing the country, and especially the youth and the future, they're just sweeping it under the rug. And I think that this really does help the Republicans by talking about this issue, because it takes an issue. I think every one of the Republicans in every one of these House races should be on trial for what they've done to our future. They have, they've lied about liberals and said that we're all just, you know, tax and spend, and now we have the biggest deficit ever. For years and years, our children are going to be paying for all kind of things that they don't need. I think there should be a referendum on every congressperson that supported George Bush and given us this outrageous deficit and hasn't supporting our infrastructure. And people let them get away.
You can't get people excited about it. You're 100% right. But you are never going to get people interested in that.
Well, I think
that... What did I say at the beginning of the thing? You know what gets people interested? He's got a blowjob in the Oval Office. That gets people's attention. And you are talking about something of substance, something important to the future of the country. You can't get anybody interested in that.
Well, I think that's why Karl Rove knows that, well, if we throw this guy to the dogs and it has sex in it, they're going to the media...
I don't know that they did it. You know, I keep going back and forth about who did this.
It was Republic. It turns out that it was lies, that it was a Democratic leak, and it turns out that it was inside Republican staffers. Now, why would these people take a chance on losing any good reference to put that out there?
Well, I don't know. Look, you can't figure this out. I think it's my theory that I think this was done, leaked, and manipulated and used by more than one group of people. That's what I think went on. I think that left-wing group probably did leak some of this, and there are probably Republicans that leaked some of it, and there are probably anti-gay Republicans that hated him. It's like just a mess. In the meantime, more people are dying in Iraq every day of the week that nobody remembers.
And it's cost so much. They could come home victorious tomorrow. And you know what? I think we still lost because it will take so much to pay for that reconstruction.
Oh, of course.
I saw a bumper sticker.
Oh, no, we're not paying for their reconstruction anymore. You missed that? We're not paying for that.
Oh, well.
They're on their own. It's like, oh, we blew up your whole country, and we siphoned off all the money, you know, to Halliburton, and there's no more money. You idiots rebuild your country that we wrecked. Thanks, darling. Age of consent, I'm wrong. No, I'm not. Brian in Baltimore.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Okay, I listen to your show every day. I love you. I think you're a little crazy, but I love you anyway.
Okay.
Okay, now, I want to talk on the age of consent. I kind of agree with you that 16 and 17, they're not kids. But legally, I've looked it up at ageofconsent.com. Legally, 16 is the age of consent for male-female sex, not for male-male sex. That's illegal. In most states, it is 16, and it's for male-female sex, not
well,
gay
most
sex.
States don't differentiate. Some states, the anti-gay states differentiate.
Well, if you look it up on ageofconsent.com, it'll have it, and it'll say that it's either illegal, law repealed, or invalidated. But it only says that for male.
Look, somebody proved to me he ever had sex with pages. It's like bogus. The whole story is bogus. Why is it so difficult for people to understand that this story is a crack?
Right.
So it's all irrelevant, and I don't think most states differentiate between gay sex and straight sex.
Well, they do. Also, I wanted to let you know that in Iowa, and I think it was Minnesota, I can't remember, the age of consent for straight sex is 14. Can you get that?
I know, and there are states where the age of consent is one age, but you can get married when you're younger than that. You know, I mean, that certainly doesn't make any sense to me at all. You know,
well, I think they need to make it one age everywhere.
No. I'm big on states' rights. No, there should. The less federal laws, the better.
True.
You know, it's one of those federalism things. No, I don't. Because, you know, the minute you let the federal government start making the rules about everything, you know, you're in one hell of a mess.
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Well, don't you be going having sex with any 16-year-olds.
No way.
Okay, bye. And I'll tell you something else. It is true, and people who listen to me certainly know I am no feminist. Not close. But I might feel differently if this was a guy and these pages that was a straight guy going after girls. I really would, you know, it's really hard to think of like a 17-year-old boy being a victim. It really is. Can you think of a 17-year-old boy always a victim of a predator? That kind of boggles the mind. Boggles my mind, maybe not yours, but a 17-year-old girl, you know, most of them, believe me, these days are vixens. They are just vixens, if not sluts. But you could somehow wrap your mind around some girl being taken advantage of by a man a lot more easily than you can think of a man being taken advantage of. And he didn't have sex with them. I know there's a law that says you can't use the internet. You know something? People ignore laws when they feel like ignoring laws. You know, Congress, are they talking about anything? Talk about the people dying in Iraq. Talk about the number of injured soldiers. How are we going to pay to take care of these injured soldiers? You know, because once the war is over, they're just a drag on the economy. You know, now, support the troops. Oh, they're so wonderful. Well, they're going to be in 10 fucking years. It's going to be, why do these motherfuckers go out and get a job? You know, what is this, what do you call that? That stress syndrome, you know, like, oh, they're just lazy. They don't want to go to work. That happens after every war. You know, nobody wants to take care of the soldiers. You only love them while they're out there as cannon fodder. When there's somebody you have a responsibility to for the next 50 or 60 years, then suddenly, you know, they're a drag on the economy. So the whole Congress, the Ethics Committee, all these, oh, God, they're interviewing Foley's chief of staff and this one. I stopped reading the stories already. I stopped reading them. Who cares? What a fucking waste of time. Did you ever see a bigger waste of time than that? Oh, this show. Well, okay. It's idiotic. It's just idiotic. Did you see they had to move up the time of the baseball game? The American League, whatever it is where? In Detroit? It was supposed to be at 8 o'clock. It's at 4 o'clock because it's so goddamn cold out. It's snowing. There are people listening to me. Well, there are people not listening to me because they have no electricity. There are people listening buried in snow up to their ass. Buffalo broke a record from what year? 1909 or something? Nearly a 100-year-old record. They have 2 feet of snow in Buffalo. The earliest in nearly 100 years. Detroit, all that, it's snowing. Here it's a little chilly. But they moved up a ball game just so it'll be more in the daytime. Of course, remember when they used to call baseball players the Boys of September? Why are we playing baseball? It's been practically November. I have a squeaky chair. I think that's my voice. All right, Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 1-800-554-8494. That's 1-800-554-8494. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 1-800-554-8494. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-554-8494.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-499-0737.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-499-0737. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-499-0737. That's 800-499-0737.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I have a very serious question. You know, we have, what, 25 minutes or something? Does anybody know a place that currently now at this moment sells chocolate brown denim jeans? Preferably men's sizes. I developed these obsessions. Now, you all know that I have never found to this day my midnight blue jacket. Never found it. There are blue jackets, you know, like a nice winter jacket, but it just has to be the right kind of midnight blue, perfect jacket. I'll find it. All those things come to me. My peach sheets took me how long? But my obsession now is I want a pair of nice, but they have to be chocolate brown, not beige, not tan, not one shade lighter than chocolate brown jeans. Nice winter, you know, like nice Levi's. So I have the most gorgeous pair of Levi's, if only they were brown. And don't you dare, I'm not going to. No, no, no. Yes, you can, but I can't. I am not dyeing them. I am not dyeing them. First of all, I have a common laundry room, and you can't be dyeing things. You know, if you have a house and you have utility sinks and all of that crap, you can. Mike in New York.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm shouting, and you're right here. You're not on a car phone.
No. I just wanted to defend you a little bit about Mark Foley. I have two younger brothers that are 16 and 17, and there's no way that a 50-year-old guy is going to make them a victim of anything.
Now, when you happen to live in New York, so you're familiar with the story we've been seeing with a group of teenage boys were luring gay men over the internet, promising them sex and robbing them.
Beating them up in parking lots, yeah.
Yes, and they've now, in essence, killed this one poor guy who's, you know, brain dead. That's on a respirator.
I mean, these kids are 16 and 17, and they're men. They're not going to be made to do anything they don't want to do. But that's not what I called for.
All right, thank you.
About, I wanted to defend Air America a little bit.
Okay, you're like in a mood to defend.
yeah, kind of. I like you and Alex more, but I think that what they are is, business-wise, I don't know about the bankruptcy and everything. I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention.
Well, when a company goes bankrupt, business-wise, they're not doing well.
Oh, that's bad. But I think radio-wise, they're an attempt to duplicate the organization of the Republicans. That's why they've managed to stay in control, because they're all on the same page.
Well, they're all on the same page, but, you know, there is no, with the exception of Fox, and that's TV, and Fox does have now radio, but their radio shows are not doing well at all.
No.
So there is no concerted company that said we're going to take over radio. It happened. You know why it happened? Because whatever you think about Rush, Rush is an enormously talented broadcaster.
I hate Rush, and I still listen to him sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I disagree with every word Michael Savage says, and I'm, you know, obsessed with him.
But I think just, not just good radio, but, I mean, just to have an audience, an organization, and have, just to get information there, to get people on the page.
But that's not good radio. It's
the radio.
Terrible radio.
But information-wise, I think that, That's why progressives get their asses kicked every time, because we're free thinking, which is perfect for life, but with politics, we can't get on the same page, and we'll never be able to take and maintain power. You know, we'll never get in leadership positions in government if we're not on the same page.
Yeah, but do you realize the number? I'm sorry. Do you realize the number of really good left-wing hosts that were floating around when they started Air America who they just blew off? Me at that time, you know, which was good. Jay Diamond, you're from New York. You must know Jay.
Actually, I'm really young, and I just got serious a year and a half ago, so you and Alex are the ones who turned me on to...
All right. Well, okay. Jay Diamond, who was on regular radio. Richard Bay, who had been on WABC, who's, well, not liberal enough for me. You'll hear him in a couple of weeks, because he'll fill in for me. Mike Malloy. Now, Air America did not hire Mike Malloy till quite a while after they had started. And he was one of the best-known liberal talk radio hosts there ever was. And they didn't hire him at the beginning. So they had, I don't know what their plan was, but it was not to do radio that people wanted to listen to.
I mean, those are business mistakes, and you can disagree with them, but I just think you're being too hard on them, because basically, in theory, at least, they're on your side, at least more than the righties. So, I mean, you guys should be on the same page more. You hurting them isn't going to help you at all.
Well, what's happened to them has happened to them, you know, that I have nothing, you know, I certainly had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They did themselves in. You know, and they never had anybody working there, by the way, in management who really knew anything about radio, which, you know, seems to me like that's just stupid.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for weeks, right?
You know, I mean, when they hired Danny Goldberg, he may have been a fabulous record guy, but how do you hire a record guy to run a radio station? What is that about? I don't know. It's just a mess. And I will never like them. I mean, it may have been a good idea, but it was executed in such a bad way.
Right, I got you.
You know. But I'm glad I have a young demographic.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, take it easy. Take it easy. I bet he's gorgeous. Could I take advantage of him, please? Ah, John the Pig Farmer.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I took off early today, so I'm going to possibly go a little bit hiking and check in the fall color of the leaves and everything.
Oh, because you're in the you know, country.
Yeah, and again, since I'm just on pension and Social Security, I work where I want to work, 2 or 3 days a week.
Oh.
I want to work. It's just beautiful.
Oh.
Chocolate colored jeans. I got some from Levi's about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, that means they probably, I don't know, maybe I should look on the internet. I like to, you know, it's weird. I'm so into the internet, but something like that, you need to try them on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then you go over, if they have them on the internet, then you go over to see Caucus. There's a Levi place there, I think. Or Woodbury Commons, you like going up
there. Oh, God, I went there once. I didn't like going there, actually, at all.
All right.
Well. I didn't see, I think if I had seen Chocolate Jeans, even though I wasn't thinking about them, then I probably would have grabbed them. All right, hey, but they were Levi's, the ones you saw.
Yes, they were. Jay Diamond, how's he doing?
I don't know, he's wearing his chocolate Levi's. He's okay, I email with him sometimes.
Okay, yeah, I miss him.
Yeah, we all miss him. But you see, that's part of my point about Air America. You know, there was Jay floating around.
Yeah.
And they didn't hire him, you know, so they started out on the wrong foot to begin with. Hey, yeah. Say hello to the pigs.
Sure will.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Bye.
Guy's been listening to me for so long. I don't even know how long. Oh, my God. I know how long you've been waiting. Dave in Atlantic City.
Hey, Lynn. How you doing?
Okay. What's up?
Listen, I want to make sure you keep your job for a long time. So if they were to take you in and make you listen to your tapes, you'd hear your chair squeaking when you lean forward and backward.
Does it? Garrett, do you hear my chair squeaking? Garrett doesn't.
Not all
I
time.
Think it's my voice.
No, well, that squeaks all the time. But you need to get your non-producer to get some oil for your chair.
I don't hear it. Here, I'm rocking
not
back.
Not all the time. Not all the time.
And I, oddly enough, there are 2, 4, 6 chairs in here. And, oh, you know, it probably is. It may be my mic. Yeah.
Well, then oil that.
Okay, maybe we will.
Listen, I am...
Maybe we'll spray... What is that spray he leaves in here? That 420? That 420? No. 420. I know what WD-40 is. I have to... You know, maybe I should listen to myself, because whenever I hear myself, I keep saying, Lynn, stop squeaking.
I've loved listening to you squeak for years.
It bothers me. I can't stand to listen to myself. I mean, I know how weird that must sound, but, like, I can't listen to... I don't think I would listen to me if I wasn't me. Think about that. Have a nice weekend here.
Boy. Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. We have to take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Hey, it's Sal from Raw Dog Comedy Uncensored, the home of made-up contests with no prize. We try to stay timely and relevant, so October's made-up contest is the World Series of Comedy. 8 comedians take the field, if you will. You guys call 866-4-RAW-DOG and vote, and we play your messages on the air and pick whoever we want to win. This year's players are Dane Cook, Larry the Cable Guy, Artie Lang, Lewis Black, Mitch Patel, Rodney Carrington, Frank Caliendo, and Russell Peters. The World Series of Comedy, part of Joke-tober, our made-up month. Raw Dog Comedy Uncensored, Sirius 104.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need, even if you sleep alone. This personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Tom Hartman.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is, he is afraid to negotiate. And now he's having to negotiate out of fear. It's the exact opposite of what John Kennedy suggested in his inaugural address back in 1961.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
And Bush has done both.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, I'm going to have to post this. This is a great Drudge just put this up. Bush is said to have no plan if GOP loses. Republicans are getting very upset in Washington. This is from U.S. News and World Report. That supposedly, some Republican strategists are getting very upset because they claim that Bush and Rove and everybody, they're like so overconfident that they're those are nice boots, that they're going to keep the House and the Senate, that they have no plan in case they lose. Like, what are they going to do? Well, I'm not going to say it. I am not going to say it. I'm not going to say that we have this group of, I guess, high school students. Are they high school? I don't know. Students being taken on a tour, and one of them is blind. So what is he looking at? I have no idea. So they have no plan. Why would that surprise people that Bush has no plan if they lose control of Congress? He started an entire war and invaded an entire country, and he had no plan. And that wasn't an if. That was like we're invading. You know, that wasn't like if we invade. So he has no plan for that. What a bunch of assholes. I'll post that when I get home, or it's on Drudge Report, or it's from U.S. News and World Report. Who's hanging on the longest? Theo in Florida.
Hi, Len.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I wanted to say that the Foley thing is not that important to us, but it's important to people who are going to not go out and vote. Because
nah, they've done all that polling. You know, we think that, but they've done all this polling, and most people don't give a crap. It's not affecting, I'm telling you, I read all the polling. It's not affecting many people's views.
Yeah, but if they find out that this guy knew about it and they're not saying anything, and you don't think it's going to affect the polls?
No, I really don't. Look, how long have we been listening to a topic that I never have been able to get interested enough to talk about? But have people been listening to all this about the Catholic Church for how many years? You know, right. It's like one of those things that you think it's so brand new and so horrible, but then you stop and think how long you've been hearing the priests are molesting everybody, and everybody's been covering up for the priests.
Right.
So it's not like there may be a new story in Congress. But the fact is, if he wasn't molesting anybody, then nobody was covering anything up.
Well, then why did he resign? In shame.
Well, don't...
To recovery. I mean, he was
don't
definitely...
Don't say... I have no idea. You know, that's just him. I wish he had done what Gary Studs did, the guy in 1986... that they found him with he had been with a 17-year-old page in like 1979. It was kind of after the fact. And they censured him. You have to stand in the well of the Senate and they, you know, say crappy things about. And you know what he did when they did that to him? He stood and turned their backs on the whole, turned his
right.
back on them. But, you know, Foley, now there's this story going around now. That started in the New Republic, where supposedly Foley didn't want to run in 2004. He wanted to retire, and Karl Rove said to him, this is some story, you're going to go try to become a lobbyist, and we want you to run, and we will see to it like you're not going to make any money as a lobbyist. But if you wait, then you'll go out and be a lobbyist, and you'll make a lot of money. So I don't know. I think this is too inside the Beltway.
Well, and okay, the other thing I was going to say about the talking points point is that it's for important because it's liberal radio is sort of a response of the left to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity.
Well, why do I have to think what Randy thinks? No.
It's just like there's certain things because they've had such a huge political impact. Rush Limbaugh and on right wing radio and they're like a chamber. They're like a sounding board for the Republicans.
Yeah, but you think everybody thinks that it's some nefarious plot. You know, that they're a sound. Do you know why Matt Drudge puts up a story and then you hear it on Rush Limbaugh?
because they read it there and they...
Thank you! You figured it out, so you are at least sensible. It's not a plot!
Yeah, but...
Millions of people look at the Drudge Report, so if Rush looks at it, he talks about it.
Yeah, but everything on the Drudge Report is going to be skewed.
No, it so happens that everything is not skewed.
Well,
everything isn't skewed. Some of it's just regular news.
Like Egg Schultz is an example of like a response. Like he has on senators to talk regularly and how.
Yeah, you see,
people.
I don't find that engaging.
No, I don't. No, I like Ed Schultz. I enjoy him.
All right. Well, I don't want to hear senators. I don't want to hear senators or congressmen. Bore the crap out of me.
Yeah. Well,
see, I'm left.
You know, it's politics. I mean,
I'm
a political junkie. I mean, I like politics.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. But you listen to me. Because you know what I'm going to say? Fuck, that's why.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. Boy. Right. See, I can't... there's a difference between... There's a difference between, like, somebody who just does all politics and somebody who's doing radio. And I'm doing radio. Brian in Fargo.
How are you doing today, man?
You have snow up there?
Pardon?
Snow. Do you have snow?
No, there's nothing on the ground up here.
It's all in Buffalo. Okay.
It's colder than that, and the wind is blowing real well.
Oh, God. And it's so early in the year.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, the reason why I called is I've got two things on my mind. The first one is, you know, you've been talking about all the wounded kids. Nobody talks about all the psychological damage done to these kids that are going to come home with post-traumatic stress.
Oh, I just mentioned that. That's the thing that in 10 years everybody's going to say, oh, they're faking.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's something you can't fake, you know.
They claim that 25% of the kids who've already come back from Iraq have put in for some kind of psychological help.
Well, how are you going to feel if you sit there and look at dead bodies all day long or go shoot somebody?
I know. I know, but...
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Serious Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. They have the bodies. Now authorities in Florida need some help.
I believe a tip from someone that knew these people would be our greatest tip right now, our greatest lead.
The St. Lucie County Sheriff says a man, a woman, and two children were found shot to death along the turnpike this morning. He says the woman was clutching the two children, crouched on the ground, apparently trying to protect them. 2 feet of snow may be great for skiing, but not so great when it shuts down almost everything else and leaves hundreds of thousands in the dark in the Great Lakes and Midwest. Governor George Pataki says things are bad in western New York.
There are close to 380,000 customers in western New York without power.
He's declared a state of emergency in four counties. Detroit and Chicago set records for the earliest measured snow. Detroit's weather, among other things, prompted baseball to move up the start of Game 3 of the AL Championship to 4:30 this afternoon. Radioactive particles are supposed to be in the air after a nuclear test, but a U.S. official says there's no sign of them after North Korea's supposed detonation this week. White House spokesman Tony Snow says experts are still working on that.
They still think the analysis that they're doing may take another day or two.
Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council is likely to vote tomorrow on a resolution imposing non-military sanctions on North Korea. Ambassador John Bolton.
We have proposed a compromise that on the arms embargo that would place under embargo the most dangerous, most sophisticated, most lethal weapons.
Members agreed on the wording of it today. A jury has ordered Walmart to pay at least $78 million. It's for violating Pennsylvania state labor laws by forcing employees to work through rest breaks and off the clock. This is AP Radio News. The liberal radio talk network Air America files for bankruptcy protection.
Okay, we're back with the Al Franken Show.
Just a month ago, Air America Radio said it would not be seeking bankruptcy protection. On Friday, it filed for Chapter 11. A spokeswoman says the filing became necessary after talks with a creditor broke down. The liberal talk network, whose schedule is anchored by comedian Al Franken's Daily Show, will continue to operate. Documents filed with the bankruptcy court show Air America owes Franken $360,000. The company has lost more than $40 million since going on the air in 2004. Warren Levinson, New York.
The University of Wisconsin marching band is on probation. It's for lewd behavior. School officials say band members routinely engaged in hazing that involved alcohol and inappropriate intimate behavior. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Fundraising can be a challenge if you're a nonprofit organization, especially since you're competing with everyone else. Now there's a simple way for your 501c3 nonprofit organization to raise funds, and all it takes is a few clicks of your mouse. Clicks for a Cause has developed a way for organizations, both large and small, to potentially earn thousands of dollars per year without having to sell a thing, and it won't exhaust your membership. To find out more, go to clicksforacause.com. Forget about candy or cookie sales, banquets, or silent auctions. Go to clicksforacause.com and find out how your church, synagogue, PTA, or other organization can earn charitable funds by surfing the internet. The concept is so simple, you won't believe it. Go to clicksforacause.com. Your organization could potentially raise hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Go to clicksforacause.com or call 877-6-CLICKS. That's 877-6-CLICKS. clicksforacause.com. The answer to your charity's prayers could be just a few clicks away.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. You didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we made $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000. A month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to seriouslyexcited.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to seriouslyexcited.com. Seriouslyexcited.com. That's seriouslyexcited.com.
Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple. You're living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $250,000 mortgage for less than $950 a month based on a 2.2% rate. And the payment is fixed for 5 years. Get some cash for home improvements. Catch up on bills. It's not too late for that stress buster summer vacation. 100% financing options and 40 and 50 year terms available. Call North American Corp now, and for a limited time get a free appraisal credit at closing. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $250,000 loan for just $950 a month, and the payment is fixed for 5 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 2.2% ARM, $250,000, 360 months, 7.68% APR. Licensed by the DRE, number 01218455. North American Corp, 800-317-7664.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk.
And I got a lot to say.
And now, Ed Schultz.
Because we ain't getting paid by the word. We're open for business. North Country Radio right here. Lights on. Bills paid. Here we go. And if this doesn't work, we'll open up Big Eddie's Diner. Two eggs, hash brown toast, over easy for the $2.99 special. I don't know. Good to have you with us, folks. It's Friday. There's no way in heck you could get me in a bad mood. No way! Because I'm going pheasant hunting this weekend, and I'm going to be in Mott, North Dakota tonight, sucking down a few cool ones over there at George's office. Absolutely. And the good old boys will be in there saying, damn, there's a Democrat. He's got a gun on him. Look out. We get goofy this time of year. Buck's, you think I'm goofy. Buck's out in the pickup right now. He knows where he's going, and he just can't stand it. He's just sitting there, let's go, Daddy, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. He's just got the, every time that tail wags, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. That's what he's saying.
All right, folks, good to be with you here on the Ed Schultz Show. Lots of news out there today off that circus last night on Larry King. And it's a gay issue. No, it's a pedophile issue. It's a gay issue. It's like, tastes great. Let's.